Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. And you are listening to the program, The Last Savior, which is about the Imam of Time, Imam al-Zamana, Jallaha Jalla Faraja. And in this program, we give you more and more information about the Imam of Time, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who dies and is ignorant about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. And the hadith that we discussed in the beginning of the program is also from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will fill the earth with justice. His imam will fill the earth with justice, as we are seeing the tyranny and oppression around the world right now, as we can witness things in Gaza and around the world. Well, to explore more on the topic of Mahdaviyat, we have a special guest in the studio. Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Dr. Alavi, you know, one of the things that really catches everybody's attention is that, where is Imam? Like, before we get into this, where is Imam currently? Where does he live? Or what's the place of Imam as of now? Let's actually expand this topic overall. Like, from the time of his birth and until the advent, let's go through a series of episodes to know about, like, where Imam has been, where he will be, or where he is.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Inshallah, in this series of shows, we shall be trying to talk about another aspect or perspective from the life of the holy life of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, or Imam of the Age, the promised savior. The hidden life of Imam is not going to just keep one aspect of his holy life, but it will actually affect different perspectives and different dimensions,
right,
of his holy life. And this was among some questions that always the followers and the lovers of Imam have been asking from each other.
True.
Where is Imam now? Yes, it's true that he is hidden, but how is his life like? So we have been told that, I mean, this is not that necessary for us to know about the personal life of Imam alayhi salam, and we were, I mean, recommended not to investigate about the details of the private life of Imam, but to some extent that, I mean, the people are going to learn about the location of Imam alayhi salam and the place that he exists. It's something that, at least, I mean, through the language of narrations and a hadith, we can find to some extent some answers for these questions, for such questions that where is Imam now? Because even in some of the du'as and supplications, like the du'a of Nudbah,
right,
supplication of Nudbah, we always on Fridays recite that, I wish I knew where you are.
Right.
Where are you now? In what place are you? Abradwa, Amditwa. Are you in the Abradwa, or you are in the Mount Ditwa? Or it's very difficult for me to live and have no news about you.
Right.
I mean, where you stand, or where you stay, and where you live.
Right.
So here, inshallah, in this series of sessions, we shall be trying to look at the location of Imam alayhi salam from right after his birth till today. Then inshallah we shall a comprehensive look on different locations that Imam alayhi salam could be, based on the language of narrations.
Right.
This is not something that we can actually infer by our own understandings, but this is something that we can refer to through narrations.
True. So before we actually explore that topic more, let's go for a short break and we'll be back in a while.
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه.
You're listening to The Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is here, and we're discussing the location of Imam based on narrations. So yes, Dr. Alavi, you said, like, let's explore that from the time of his birth.
Yeah. Well, we can categorize these times or phases into four or five. I mean, first, we can look at the time that Imam Ali Salam existed at the time of his birth, right after his birth till the martyrdom of his holy father,
right,
as Imam Hassan al-Askari, the demise of Imam Hassan al-Askari. So this is the first phase.
Okay.
Second would be the time from this year, that is minor occultation, from this year till the time that Imam Ali Salam started his major occultation.
Major occultation.
So we shall start from 255 Hijri until 216, that the time that Imam Hassan al-Askari got martyred. Then from this time till the time of major occultation, that is from 260 till 329 Hijri calendar. And then it will be the last time, that is the time at the time of his advent, will we be staying, inshallah. So the first phase, that is about the childhood of Imam Ali Salam. Where did he live? So there is no doubt that Imam Ali Salam have been living with his
father
Imam Hassan al-Askari in the city of Samarra. So the reason that some people go to Samarra to pay a visit and actually do pilgrimage of Imam Hassan al-Askari, then they go to the house of Imam, which is in the basement, or what is, called Sardab. Sardab, I mean, in Iraq, all the basements are called Sardab. That is, people in the past, and even till today, they are making some of the rooms in the basement in order to get rid of the heat of the weather.
Extreme heat, yeah.
So even in some hot cities of even our country, we have the same custom of making some of the rooms or a base, let's say a floor in the basements or underground. So this Sardab is the place that Imam has been seen, that Imam Ali Salam was seen during the life of Imam Hassan al-Askari. And Imam Hassan al-Askari, during these 5 years from 255 to 260, in many cases, Imam Ali Salam tried to show Imam Mahdi Ali Salam to some of the followers of School of Ahlul Bayt. Whoever came to visit Imam Ali Salam, he had the chance, almost among the Shias, I mean the pure Shias, he had the chance to see Imam. So what was the reason that Imam Ali Salam did so? Imam wanted to tell them that there is a person who would be Sahibul Amr, that is the owner of the affairs later after me. And he wanted to introduce Imam Mahdi Ali Salam to them. And there were some even stories about this introductions that Imam Ali Salam did, that inshallah we shall be talking about that. But among the famous sources that introduces this place for the life of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the great scholar of Shia, Sheikh al-Saduq, in his book Kamal al-Din wa Tamam al-Ni'mah, The Perfection of Religion and Completion of Blessing, that he says that Imam alayhi salam was born in Samarra, in the house of Imam Hassan al-Askari. Yes, it's true that very few people knew about this birth and about this blessed newborn. But slowly, Imam Ali Salam tried to introduce them to some people. For example, there is a person by the name of Daw ibn Ali, and he himself is actually narrating a story from a person who was from Fars, I mean from old
Persia,
that he came to Imam Ali Salam, but he doesn't mention his name due to some reasons. So this person from Persia is narrating to whom? To Daw ibn Ali. Yeah.
Now what's he narrating? We'll explore that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. This is the last savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is here, and we are discussing the place of Imam during his birth. So,
we have been talking, or we have been narrating a story that actually came to us in a hadith in the Book of Kafi, that this Dawud ibn Ali actually is narrating a story from a person called a person from Persia, that he didn't mention his name, that he went to visit Imam Hassan al-Askari in his house in Samarra.
Right.
Then Imam asked him, "Why did you come from?" I'm just actually giving the gist of this narration, this right. hadith. It's a lengthy hadith, but I'm giving a gist of it to you and the respected listeners. He said, "I came here due to the love that I had towards you, Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam."
All right.
So he says, "So can you help us?" Imam asked him, "Do you want to help?" He said, "Yes, definitely, I came to help." Imam asked him, "So you can be among the servants, those who are keeping the gate or the door of the house for us. If you are interested, you can stay there." So he accepted with an honor to be, I mean, in touch with Imam of the time.
Right.
And during these days and nights that he was there for a long time, for a couple of years, he said, in two cases, Imam alayhi salam wanted to prove something to me. He said, stay at the place that you are. Then a servant, a maiden was passing away. Imam asked her just to uncover the one that you had, that you have it on your hand.
Right.
That maiden actually uncovered the person or the baby that was there. Imam alayhi salam asked this person, "Do you know him?" He said, "No, who is he?" He said, "He is Sahib al-Amr. He is Mahdi of the time."
Okay.
Yeah, so this was among one of the cases that Imam Hassan alayhi salam showed Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to this person. And there are lots of such stories and narrations that Imam wanted to prove that this person exists.
Yes.
And it's true that his birth was hidden to some extent. I mean, except few from the pure Shias and few followers of Ahlul Bayt knew about this birth. But Imam slowly introduced this person, this Imam, this young Imam, and this infant to different people. The next is a narration from Ya'qub bin Manqush that also... that was also narrated in Kamal al-Din wa Tamam al-Ni'ma of Shaykh al-Saduq.
Right.
That he says, once I went to visit Imam alayhi salam, Imam Hassan al-Askari. I asked him, "Oh Imam, may my life be sacrificed for you. So I want to ask, who is the Sahib al-Amr?" The Sahib al-Amr, when we're talking about Sahib al-Amr, it's a famous notion on Imam al-Mahdi, Imam the promised savior.
That
from even early Imams and the Holy Prophet, they were calling or actually giving this title or attribute of Sahib al-Amr to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The owner of the affairs, that is, who is going to take the affairs, the leadership of
right.
the Ummah. It meant that is after you, right after you. When Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was also asked who was the Sahib al-Amr, who is the Sahib al-Amr, when he was explaining it, Imam meant the person who is going to lead the affairs right after the last Imam, and that is the 11th Imam.
Right.
So they all were talking about Imam of the time, or Imam of the
right.
age, or Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Right.
So with Sahib al-Amr, they meant such a thing. So he said, as soon as I asked Imam Hassan al-Askari, who will be the Sahib al-Amr, that is the owner of the affairs,
right,
or the master of the
affairs. Who's going
to
lead that?
Imam asked me to lift the curtain that was behind me. I lifted the curtain. I saw a kid, a very young kid, and he said, he is the Sahib al-Amr.
All right, so Imam was actually, you know, gradually...
Yeah, introduce Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to different people.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Then he said, okay, I saw a son of, if I wanted to measure him, now he's actually describing what he saw, I mean, out of that baby. He said it was a baby with a very brilliant, with a radiant forehead
face.
And with a white face and also brilliant eyes and broad shoulders and twisted knees, and then there was a dot on his cheek, and there were some hairs on his shoulders as well. So he
okay.
described the person, that young
baby.
Son or that young baby in this way. He
okay.
describes him like this. So, and he exists.
So let's also feel the essence and send salutations on the Imam. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Alavi. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to Iran Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.